Welcome to The Skim, presented by Stellar. From reality TV to social media, Hollywood to the small screen, The Skim is your catch-up on what's going on, so you'll never be scratching your head when the WhatsApp is lit with gossip again. I'm Denise Curtin.
And I'm Rebecca Keane. Before we get going, thanks to our sponsors for this series, Hey You.
Oh, how we love Hey You. As you probably know, Hey You is the home of everything Real Housewives. But this week on the streaming service, there's a new show that has got us totally obsessed.
Yes, following in the footsteps of The Real Housewives is Real Girlfriends in Paris. So if you love Emily in Paris, this is basically going to be like the reality TV show version of it, because the show features six bold 20-something American women who pack their bags to embark on an exciting international adventure living in the most beautiful city in the world, Paris.
They make it sound so gorgeous and easy, don't they? While in the City of Lights as well, they will find each other, encounter romantic rendezvous, maybe one or two, and embrace all the spontaneity that comes with living in an exciting new city.
And the first two episodes are streaming now, fresh from the US. Head to heyyou.com to get watching.
There's a lot going on in the moment in the world of Hollywood.
But I feel like the messiest, like most scandal inducing thing at the minute has to be Don't Worry Darling. I remember seeing the trailer like maybe a couple months ago and I was like, this film looks unreal, but it's like all the drama off screen that has actually got people talking more.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I would see the film regardless of what was going on, because I love Harry Styles and I love Florence Pugh, so I would definitely go to see the film. But now, watching all the drama, I heard a few bad things about the film so far, like reviews, people are like, eh. But all the drama that's surrounding it is making me think, oh, no matter what, I'm going to this film and I'm going to just dissect every single part of it.
Yeah.
Because Venice Film Festival has just been a total shit show.
But I remember seeing the trailer and I was like, it looks very sexy, but you know them films where they just put all the like good parts or sex parts in the trailer and then there's like nothing to deliver in the actual film?
Yeah.
I was really just like, oh, this looks like it's going to be hot. But then obviously with Harry Styles, like, he is the moment. So yeah, anything with him is just going to boom.
Well, apparently there was even backlash from the cast that they put too much sex in the trailer. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe they were watching it too, thinking, feck, that's the movie. The movie signed and sealed there, but yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, because obviously we haven't been really in the loop with what has been going on behind the scenes while they were making this film, but now they've come to do promo for it and all of a sudden we're starting to see all the cracks in the surface, and there is many a crack. many a bloody crack. I think the main crack being the kind of, what would you say, ongoing fight between Olivia, Harry and Florence. There seems to be tension straight across that camp.
It's giving like love triangle vibes, but this is like
hate triangle though. I think getting with Harry first of all overshadowed everything.
Yeah.
And now she's been cast as a jealous, sour, moody director
who's
kicking people off set and also like fighting with the women on her set and maybe just like worried about keeping Harry. Like, all of this could be incredibly false. Like, it could be the completely wrong narrative, but that's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
People are like, oh my God, protect Harry at all costs. Fuck you, Olivia. You know, this is what we're seeing.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's love for Florence, because she just seems like the kind of hurt little.
But do you actually remember, like, God love her, Caroline Flack, when she was dating Harry Styles, she got absolutely terrible. I don't think Twitter was as savage as it is now, but she got so much hate for dating Harry. It just seems like any woman Harry is dating, like, is absolutely on the receiving end.
I think
of
it's
abuse.
Kind of any directioner in general. Yeah. Like, I remember even when Zayn and Gigi started getting with each other at the beginning as well, people were coming for Gigi, being like, you don't know how he's grown up, you don't know anything, you're so privileged, he deserves someone more like him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap. She was getting absolute crap. So, and I feel like Niall has got it over girlfriends as well. I feel like if you're in the 1D band once upon a time, it's coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really coming for you. But yeah, so it's interesting to see. And also I'm kind of like, I'm just confused as to why Harry and Olivia aren't standing next to each other. I know that there is rumors about them having split, but like, if it's Florence that's the issue, I'm just like, why aren't they more cuddly, not even cuddly, but like standing next to each other? Do you think there's like something after happening there?
I don't know. Like, people were saying that like Harry was avoiding Olivia's gaze at the Venice Film Festival, and he kissed like one of the co-stars, Nick.
Yeah.
He kissed him after the premiere, and I saw like tweets or I think a TikTok where it was like, "Oh, Harry kissing Nick when he's been ignoring Olivia all day." But I don't know. I nearly feel like maybe there wouldn't be so much controversy if, like Harry wasn't cast at all, but because before Harry was cast, it was supposed to be Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
But then he's also his own kind of box of, I don't know what you call it, box of rabbits. Like he has so much allegations against him, and like Olivia said that he was kind of like really bad energy on set, like quite combative and stuff. Like at least there wouldn't be this whole like love triangle thing, you know?
I just wonder, when you're the director of a movie, have you any involvement in the casting process? Like, are you very involved? Are you not that
But I
involved?
Think Olivia like handpicked Harry.
Yeah, because I just feel like she's picked the worst fucking selection of people known to man. Like,
but she was such a massive fan. So I'm pretty sure from the get-go, like Olivia had the movie. She was a big fan of Florence. So asked Florence. Florence is like, woo, delighted. Here we go. Let's go. Then cast Shia. Then, like, Shia says they didn't have time to rehearse. Olivia's side of the story is he got fired. Then Shia came out with, like, leaked texts or, like, a video of Olivia being like, oh, come on, man. Like, we can sort things out. Like, it's just Little Miss Flo. Like, we'll sort Little Miss Flo out, suggesting that, like, Shia and Florence didn't get on either. But then this whole emergence of people on Olivia's side saying Little Miss Flo is like so demeaning.
I'm actually kind of here for Little Miss Flo. I love that she's taking control of it now, and like her stylist put up a photo of her in her rig out for the Venice Film Festival, and she commented as the caption, Miss Flo. And I was like, absolutely, use that, use it. But yeah, because I think in a statement from Olivia Wilde's rep, the reason why Shia was removed from the set was because he didn't fit with the ethos of the group, or he just didn't have the same like kind of standards that they wanted to go by. So whether that's true or not, I've no idea. Mm-hmm. But it's funny to just hear these opposite sides of the story, because Shia is saying like, oh, me and Florence are besties and Olivia's the issue, whereas Olivia's like, I love Florence's work and she's really, really great.
Yeah.
True gritted teat, and saying Shia there was issues with him. So I would love to see a rundown of like how all of this drama occurred, because I do feel like the drama between Florence and Olivia seemed to come late in the timeline, if we were to do it that way, because it seemed like the issues first were with Shia. Then when she was done having issues with Shia, she has issues with Florence. And then she seems to be having issues with Harry, because they're like staying at the complete opposite sides of the room. So it's interesting to think of like how she's just taking a little gunine. This is how it's been painted, that she's taking a little gunine to each of their heads. Chris Pine is next.
Yeah. But it's interesting about the whole Shia thing though, because after he was let go / fired, we're not really entirely sure. Then the allegations came out like from FKA Twigs about him, like the allegations of abuse she had against him.
Yeah.
So then Olivia was nearly like, oh, well, like I'm justified because like he is this person and he does have combative energy and all this stuff. But yeah, then she cast Harry. So then I don't know whether Florence was like, oh, sigh, like this guy who doesn't even have that much acting experience. And I've heard from reviews like he's not the best actor in the film. Anyway, but like there's Gemma Chan, there's Chris Pine, there's all these outside like A-list actors that no one is talking about. It's just the same like Olivia, Harry, Flo, Harry.
I just think casting Harry in the movie, right, is a little bit like when a clothing brand brings on board a blogger, because it's like people are obsessed with them, they cause a social media frenzy. So no matter if the clothes are shit or the movie is crap, we're going to get people invested in it because it's got this super social media based famous face. And that is Harry. Granted, I do get that he is like a famous singer, but he's that kind of like not experienced actor that's coming in and getting all the stardom.
Nearly kind of cheapens the brand, like as like Harry is so talented, but he is like a viral person, you know, whether it's like Instagram or TikTok or whatever, like music is viral, style is viral,
he
on the covers
a frenzy
all the time. So then when you do have this serious film and you cast Like, Lady Gaga in House of Gucci was great, but like, I'd say like the actors were so like, Jesus, like, we're absolutely sick of this.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I would say so. And I do think it's kind of like similar to like J-Lo when she was cast in movies at the beginning. You know, people were just kind of like not able for her being in films, even though I highly respect her now after watching her documentary. But you know, it's when you bring in a pop star to a movie, it's like, what's happening here?
Totally.
Jason Derulo and Cats.
I love how that's such. I'm talking about Lady Gaga and House of Gucci, and also sorry when people are like, "Oh, Gaga's going to get like the Oscar for House of Gucci." It's like, no, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't.
Like, she never ever was.
No, she wasn't.
But it just is. It just is interesting. So, I guess they filmed the thing, and then like, did more drama come out? Or I think like the most recent kind of dramatic thing, or like the most scandal, was like the Venice Film Festival. Then,
yeah, I think the Venice Film Festival caused so much scandal because people got to see with their very own eyes, whoa, everyone's body language seems really off.
Mm.
Where the hell is Florence? Is she coming later? Then we obviously had the press launch where they were all sitting down, the press conference, where they were all sitting down, and Olivia actually had to address the Florence situation. And she was like, I'm really, really like proud of her work, and I think she's great. And yeah, she's going to do fantastic in the film. And I don't think I need to feed into the internet because it feeds itself, kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And then she's like, there we go.
Yeah.
And it was a case of, so you don't need to feed into the internet because you agree, or because you don't.
It's a non-answer. Giving like running for president of Ireland vibes.
Yeah.
Like,
and I really wanted to like, I really wish the camera looked more at Harry during that, because he seemed to look down a good bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, you're not as, you know, skilled in these movie press conferences as the rest of them.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to know if he's like dying inside, or is he giving telltales of like, there is drama, or is he like, oh, not this again. Like, I needed more from that.
But clip. I wonder, is he just kind of over, like, just, I feel like when you take on a film as a project, there's so much, okay, to be fair, when you release music, like, you have to perform the same songs, like, around the world, so many concerts, whatever. But, like, with a film, it's like, there's so much. Do you get on with the cast? Then you have to tour the film. Then, like, you have to talk about it, like, interview, da da da. Like, I loved when they interviewed him at Venice, and like, his quote was like, so stoner. Like,
no, his... Oh.
And, like, Chris Pine's face is fully, like, solid concrete. Like, he's just staring into the distance. And he's like, I just love that the movie feels like a movie.
Like a movie you go to
You go to the
see.
Theater and you watch the movie. And, like, Chris Pine, like, is literally... But it's like, you know, like, Salma Hayek... with Lady Gaga, like, giving interviews and stuff. It's like, pop stars just come out with these absolute wildest things. And, like, the actors, like, who've been in the business for so long are surely like, oh, not again. Like,
see,
shut up.
I think the junket circuits for movies versus, you know, singing. What would I call it? I wouldn't call it singing. Pop starring?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. For acting versus pop starring is very, very different. And I think you are definitely thrown a lot more insightful questions when you are shooting a movie, because there's so many different avenues, there's the different themes, there's a different context that journalists can go down. Whether it's when you're you know, touring with your new album, there's only kind of certain things you're going to say about it, and definitely a lot less exposure with journalists and things like that. So I do think Harry was caught off guard a good bit during the kind of press junket and things like that, because that sentence that he gave was dire. It was horseshit, like, it really, really was. I don't think anyone understood what he was saying, and I can just imagine from like the aspect of, you know, like, let's just say we were interviewing him, you'd nod and you'd go, definitely, definitely,
yeah,
without knowing 1% of what he was saying.
It's funny, like, being from the journalist point of view at junkets, like, have you ever interviewed people before and they're just, well, most of these junkets you only get to ask like one question anyway, don't you?
You get like about 4 minutes,
right,
with the talent. So you get to ask a couple of questions, and that, in fairness, you might get to ask 3 or 4 at a push.
Yeah.
But you have to be very particular with your questions, because you know you're only going to get a few.
Yeah.
And when they give you a horseshit answer like Harry's, you're so conscious of like your timing and how little time you've left that you just nod and you say yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have time to be like, Harry, could you please expand on that non-sentence?
And it's only when you get home and you either like listen to the voice recording or you see what you scribbled down, you're like, oh yeah, I actually have to pull a story out of this.
Yeah, so Harry thinks the movie feels like a movie. Oh, okay. Okay, good. Good. That is step one. But yeah, it's funny to see someone like Chris Pine just sitting there with, like you said, cement face, just thinking to himself, is he speaking English?
Yeah. But like Chris Pine and Gemma Chan are probably like dodging. They're probably like so relieved they're not in this crossfire of this. But then also like this spit thing at Venice as well.
I feel
it
like,
could not get any weirder.
I feel like Chris Pine in his own right is a complete chapter. Like you have all this drama, you have all this kind of chaos going on with the movie, and then you have Chris Pine who has come in. He stands between everyone on the red carpets, because obviously there is chaos between this whole group.
Yeah.
He stands between everyone. He takes his pics. He goes to his press junkets. And then he gets spat on. Inverted commas. He is just kind of going through this fucking hurricane.
Yeah.
Trying to find a way out. You can just tell by him that he's like, what did I sign up for? This has just been the most crazy run of all time.
Love his long hair though. It's given Brad Pitt. Like Brad Pitt has long hair at the minute as well.
Some angles I'm looking at Chris Pine and I'm thinking, yum, delicious, kiss, kiss, kiss. Other angles I'm looking at him, I'm thinking fried surfer.
I kind of love it though. Because it's just like the like little streaks of like grey and blonde and whatever, and like the little cream like slacks and the brown blazer. I was like, this is so unusual, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, Chris Pine in This Means War was, I think, the moment I fell in love with him. He was chef's kiss in that. But yeah, I'm liking how his character off screen is being played out in this feud.
Yeah.
Because he's just remaining so cool, calm and collected. And then his rep has spoken out about the spit and has just basically said, no,
it didn't happen.
Harry Styles did not spit on Chris Pine. This is outrageous.
They sounded a bit mad and urgent, though, in their response. They were like, this is completely fabricated, blah, 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 blah. So I'm wondering, did, like, Harry's PR, Harry's management be like, you fucking go out there and you clear that up right now? Because they were so absolute. Like, it's kind of funny that, like, people made up that. But in the video, right? Okay, he didn't spit and...
Yeah, so for people who haven't seen the video, which I'm sure if you've actually switched on your phone, you have seen it. But in the clip, taken at Venice Film Festival, it shows Harry coming back to his seat in a theatre. He goes to sit down next to Chris Pine. And whatever way he turns to Chris Pine, he purses his lips and it looks like he spat on Chris Pine's lap. Chris Pine then... just post spit seems to kind of make a jump as if a spit has landed on his lap.
So he's clapping and has his hands together, and the way you would just, as if there was like a bug or something on you, he just looks down so immediately at his hands while like Olivia's looking at Harry clapping, everyone's clapping, but he just makes this sudden startled, which is like someone who has been spit on or something. I was saying, we were talking about it like us Stellar Girls, and I was saying like maybe he farted and that's why like the instant like the smell hit his nose, but like I doubt that would happen either. And also, why would you look at your hands? Like, you'd make a disgusted face or something. But basically it literally looks like he's hit by lightning, whatever happens. Then Harry sits down and then Chris kind of like smiles at him, so everyone was like, is it a private joke? Like, did they say, like, let's pretend you spit on me? I don't know.
I think it could be just a whole case of ill timing that Harry seems to purse his lips just after Chris seems to look down in kind of a startled state.
Yeah.
Because, being realistic, Harry Styles is not going to spit on his co-star. He's not going to hock on his co-star while being filmed.
Hockey Styles. Oh my! But also Harry sits down, because I watched the clip 40 times. Harry sits down and like looks around, buttons his little, whatchamacallit, suit, or like casual, just sitting down while everyone's clapping for him. But then also like he goes kind of look at Olivia and she looks away. So then that encouraged more of like, oh my God, he just did something disgusting. Maybe Chris like was squeezing in a fart or something. I don't know. But he makes a weird reaction. So for his PR to come out all guns blazing, of course this didn't happen. It's like, well, why the hell is your man looking like he got hit by lightning?
I must admit, when I read the statement from Chris's people, I did think, okay, I'm feeling a little bit attacked. Because the statement, like you said, it read so harshly.
It read angry to me.
It was kind of like, stupid people on the internet are making up stupid lies again. And I was like, well, listen, we all watched it and we all did think it looked like he spat on him.
Yeah.
But understandably, if that's not what happened, it makes sense that Harry Styles wouldn't just spit on his co-star.
But also it's interesting now, like with cancel culture, it was only Chris's team that came out with a statement. Like, do you know, if Harry was Harry's team were like, oh, of course Harry didn't spit, people would be like, well, that's what someone who did spit would say. Like, it was the victim.
Justice for Chris. Yeah. Justice for Chris, yeah.
The victim, like, the victim had to immediately come out and denounce it. Mm. I just thought it was a strange statement. I don't know. Chris, what did you do? Like, what did you do when you looked at your hands so urgently that looked like you either smelled a fire or you got spat on?
I think Chris's team should have come out and say, like, oh my God, they'd never say oh my God, but oh my God, there was absolutely no case of spitting in the theatre. The video was just shot from a really, really ill angle. Chris did get a pungent smell in his nose at that moment and explains why he looked so startled.
Yeah.
Smell, we don't know where it came from. You know, something like that.
It literally looked like he just got pinched or he just, you know, when you just have an instant reaction.
Maybe Harry said something like dick purse lips. And then he was like, oh, did you just call me a dick?
Or maybe he like held in a burp but blew it out. And that's why the purse lips.
Actually, maybe so. I do think there was a stank from somewhere.
Maybe.
Or you know what I thought too, but it just doesn't fit well with the video is, you know, sometimes when you're talking, that weird spray comes from the back of your throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, maybe he just got hit with a bit of spray. And then understandably, it wasn't deliberate on Harry's behalf. But it did hit Chris in a way that he's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah. I kind of would also love...
Did he flick a snot?
I'd love someone's viewer to be like, we really don't appreciate Harry being kink-shamed.
I would actually love that too. They are a couple.
All you prudes can keep to yourself.
Okay. Harry and Chris are together. That's why Olivia's upset.
Yeah, she's raging. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the purse lips was like a little like...
And he's spatting him like, I'll see to you later. And he's like, Harry.
So I have a question for you. Which celebrity would you like to get spat on, but they can't be Timothée Chalamet?
First of all, I said Timothée Chalamet earlier to you that I would love to be spat on by Timothée Chalamet, if you're listening, Timothée. And you said, ew, disgusting, you Timmy shame, which is not okay. But if I wasn't allowed to pick Timmy, which makes no sense, but who would I pick? I would pick Dave, the rapper.
Oh yeah, it's always like one of two.
They are my two men.
And do you think he would just go for a gentle little like front of the mouth?
No, I'd get definitely a liter of water.
Would you like a
I don't think I'd like a hock anyway, because a hock is too similar to a burp and I'm freaked out by burps. I just a little spit from the front,
just a little starter like spit. Mm-hmm. Chris Pine is Chris Pining for me.
You weren't always a Chris Pine stan. The eyebrows. You can't watch a few clips of Venice Film Festival.
He's so
and be
hot
like,
in previous films though.
I'm weak for Chris Pine. No, but you would have never said Chris Pine if we weren't talking about Don't Worry Darling. So I'm not taking that answer.
Chris Pine, I guess.
They can't be in the movie. Be original.
It's just like always older fellas for me. Like,
go on. Do tell. Jimmy from up the road.
God, I don't know. Who do I fancy at the moment? Who is hot?
You tell me. You pose this question to me.
What's his name? Gerard Butler.
Oh.
He would definitely do a big hock.
Okay. I think he's Gerard Butler, by the way. I don't think he's Gerard.
Gerard.
Unless he's taking a career
sure
in football.
Everyone in Hollywood calls him Gerard Butler.
I think it's Gerard Butler.
He's like Scottish, isn't he? So it's probably Gerard.
Yeah. Loved him in P.S. I Love You.
Yeah, loved him.
He was fab.
So P.S. I Love You, Gerard Butler. Yes.
Yeah.
But like now, I don't know what he would be.
Wouldn't be getting a little spit from him, no.
No, he would probably enjoy it a bit too much.
You'd get a spit that hits a pan and it goes ding. It'd be...
it
be one of those.
Oh my god.
It definitely would be one of those. But yeah, yeah, I just think the Spitgate was definitely blown out of proportion, because unless it was a case of bullying or something, then fair. But otherwise, people accidentally, you know, like something could have come out of his nose, something could have come out of his mouth, something could have come out of his booty.
Maybe. I just find Chris Pine's reaction so strange. And for his team to be so like indignant that, like, of course that didn't happen. It's like, but Chris's face was so, your client's reaction was the strange thing that got people talking. Yeah. So,
was he on drugs maybe?
I don't know. But
there's so many possibilities here. I think if Harry didn't do purse slips and Chris just kind of reacted like that, people would just think he got a little bit stunned or something, or he got a cramp. But I think because of the purse lips hit, followed by the look down in disgust with a bit of a laugh, it makes it seem like he just literally got deliberately spat on. Speaking of Don't Worry Darling movies, we went to see a movie together recently. It was really, really good. We went to see Buddies.
Yeah.
Pete Davidson movie. It's a little bit, speaking of fried situations, it was a bit fried. Well,
yeah, it was
enjoyable.
Very Pete Davidson is really good in it, but like, you know, when you come out of a horror film and it's dark at night, like I was fully like, oh, someone's gonna hop out now and clip me. I'm convinced, like, sometimes if I'm hungover I actually fully think like people are gonna punch me and stuff.
I get that
so bad.
But yeah, Bodies, I would recommend seeing if you like a very easy home intrusion-y murdery.
It's very Gen Z humor. I couldn't bring my mom to it. She'd be like, what does that mean? What does that mean the whole time?
Yeah, it was kind of like, I think it's exactly what you'd expect from a Pete Davidson movie.
Mm-hmm.
With a bit of blood. So yeah, it was very, very fun to watch and a great little date night for the Skim Galdem. Unfortunately, that is all we have time for. Thanks again to our sponsors, Hey You. Make sure, as we speak about all the different TV shows and movies and everything going on, make sure you check out Real Girlfriends in Paris, streaming now. If you're a fan of The Housewives, you'll love this. It's our new reality obsession. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to star in the Real Girlfriends of Paris second season.
Real Girlfriends of Dublin 8.
Real Girlfriends of the...
We need to pitch it.
Yeah.
I'm especially interested at... Because, you know, Americans in Paris, like, they're real like, can I get fries? Like, I'm really interested to see what their French is like.
Like, obviously all wearing berets.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be, like, Emily in Paris style, basically. That just sums it up perfectly.
Yeah.
A lot of wee-wee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Croissant. But, like, croissant. I love when girls go to Paris and they're just so overdressed. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I definitely know French people hate you just by looking at you.
Like, Parisians dress so minimal as well.
It's so chill. They're literally Zara, like the front rack in Zara. And like, girls go like way, way overdressed. It's so funny.
Yeah, but do share your thoughts on Real Girlfriends in Paris. We want to know what you thought of it. And make sure you head to heyu.com to get your free trial. We will see you again next week, Miguel. Then bye for now.
Bye.